Following Karpas, of course, we get to the stage of Yachatz, in which we break the middle matzah so that we can get Lechem Oni. We can have it at our table and before we recite Magid, the broken middle matzah. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim that there are different interpretations of the words Lechem Oni. One version is that it's Lechem Sha'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe. That is what we recite everything over. That is the centerpiece of Magid, of the Seder, is the broken matzah. And that's why, as Rashi tells us, it's there, the whole Seder, it's present, because that's the focus. However, the Gemara then gives another interpretation. Lachem ani ani ksiv masha ani darko beprusa afkan beprusa. That just like a poor person eats with a little bit, he doesn't eat a whole piece of bread, he doesn't have the luxury of sitting there with a beautiful meal and a whole loaf, he only eats a little bit, so too, we, as we remember the story of leaving Mitzrayim, we eat a prusa, we eat just a little bit. And there's an interesting question in the Rishonim as to whether or not this breaking of the matzah is a mitzvah, is it something we just do, is it a mitzvah? And the Bach explains that it actually is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Because some Rishonim say that you should actually break the top matzah because of a concept called Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvah. So you don't pass over, if you have a mitzvah that you're able to do, that at the earliest opportunity, you can't pass over something else. So the top matzah is the one that I should break. And the Bach implies that those who say you should split the top matzah, since it's a mitzvah, Ein Ma'avir in Ala Mitzvah, it's part of the mitzvahs that we do at the Leil HaSeder. Other Rishonim say that, no, you break the middle matzah, there's no concept here of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos, it's not relevant, because Yachatz really is not a mitzvah, but rather it's something that I should have as I relive the experience of Mitzrayim, of Yitzias Mitzrayim, I should have the broken matzah in front of us. And the question is, what are we doing? What is this symbol we have through the Lechem Oni, through the breaking of the middle matzah? Some suggest that, as the Haggadah Chodesh Aviv suggests, that the breaking of the middle matzah symbolizes part is chayrus, is freedom, which is the afikomen. That's the Karban Pesach, that's later. And half is lechem oni. And this duality at the Seder is found throughout many of the things that we do. It recognizes both the good and the struggle, the positive and the not so positive, the slavery and the freedom at the same time. The same object can be both to us as we relive the experience. And this actually helps us understand a fascinating idea. As Rabbi Rimon quotes in his Haggadah, there is a notion in the Orchos Chaim who suggests a whole different idea for breaking of the matzah. And that is, it's representing the Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf? How in the world do we bring Kriyas Yamsuf into Yachatz? And as Rabbi Rimon explains, Yachatz represents poverty. Darko beprusa, we eat a little bit. Per person eats a little bit. The afikoman, which we'll eat later, that's what a rich person eats. He can eat, even when he's full, there's still a little bit more to eat. That's the transition. The transition at the Seder doesn't only begin when we say halach ma'anya and magid, but it starts way back, even with karpas, for sure with yachatz, because as we break the matzah, and we have a little bit now, but at the end of the Seder, we're going to bring out the other half. That's the transition. There is this understanding that we were broken, and as we go through the steps of the Seder, we go through that same journey that they went through. Yachatz symbolizes the beginning of the path. The Afikoman represents sort of the climax, the redemption, the geula. That transition from Yachatz, Afikoman, a little bit at a time, is how we emerge as a free people. And it's fascinating to see that, of course, we know we're supposed to view ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim. But it doesn't only mean in the actual telling of the story when we get to Magid. It's throughout the Seder, the symbols at the Seder, the foods of the Seder, the mitzvahs of the Seder, all represent the same similar path and similar journey.